Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Federal Appeals Court has revived Associate Justice Tom Parker's suit. He is the justice on the Alabama Supreme Court. This is good news for this case. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. The Federal Court of Appeals, sitting in Atlanta, has now unanimously sided with Liberty Counsel's motion, and we requested the case to be sent back down to the trial court to continue the legal challenge against the Judicial Inquiry Commission, in which we are challenging a couple of different matters with regards to the automatic removal provision and the speech restrictive canon that the JIC, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, which filed the complaint, wanted to impose on Justice Parker. The lower court ultimately decided it wasn't going to review the case because the complaint was still pending before the Judicial Inquiry Commission. Well, while it was on appeal, the Judicial Inquiry Commission dismissed the charge. And now we've asked the court to go back and decide the actual merits of this case, Matt. The JIC opposed this request for Liberty Counsel, and they asked the federal court to just simply dismiss our lawsuit, and they have gotten rebuffed. And according to the various media reports, even the left-leaning reports, that is, the Southern Poverty Law Center actually has this thing rolling back on them. They tried to use these complaint processes to come after these justices on the Alabama Supreme Court. They wanted to silence them and or remove them, and now it's a high probability or possibility that these provisions that they have relied upon could be ruled unconstitutional.
Well, and the JIC and the Southern Poverty Law Center have colluded to abuse these provisions in order to go after conservative and originalist justices like Justice Roy Moore, like Justice Tom Parker on the court, in order to effectively render them completely ineffective and to have them either removed from the court or silenced where they could not carry out their duties. But as you say, it's starting to shape up to be a pretty tremendous backfire, and it may blow up in the face of both the JIC and the extremist left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center.
I mean, it just sounds so unconstitutional. I mean, to prohibit a judge from commenting on any case anywhere in the country, even if he's like teaching law students?
Yeah, I mean, there's two provisions that we've challenged, basically. One of them is in similar to Chief Justice Roy Moore, the automatic removal provision. Whenever you get a complaint filed against you, before you even get a chance to defend, you're automatically removed from the bench.
You're already like proven guilty already.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
And as we know in the Moore case, that has gone on for about a year. Mm-hmm. So you remove the justice from the bench, even if they ultimately are victorious, and it could take a year or more. It could take longer for that to happen. So the Southern Poverty Law Center has this collusion, I would say, with the JIC. There's people on the JIC that are sympathetic to the Southern Poverty Law Center, obvious, based on what they did to Chief Justice Roy Moore. So when the Southern Poverty Law Center files a complaint, they then file it with the JIC, no matter how frivolous that complaint would be. If the JIC charges them based on the Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint, that judge or justice in this case automatically removed from the bench. So you just pick them off like ducks. That's the situation, and that is unconstitutional because that is the only state in the country that has this automatically removal provision. The other 49 states don't do that.
That needs to change, I think, huh?
That needs to change.
Absolutely.
It removes due process entirely. It's completely counterconstitutional. Well, unconstitutional.
So when we filed suit, the complaint was pending at the JIC, but they hadn't charged. So when we filed suit, the lower court said, well, the state machinery has already begun, so we're going to defer and allow the state process to continue, and the federal courts were going to sit on the sidelines, giving deference to the state courts. It's called abstention. Well, while it was pending, the JIC dismissed the complaint. And I think they thought, well, they could just dismiss the complaint, we'd go away, because now the case is moot. There's no complaint. Well, no, it could happen again. So the JIC wanted it completely dismissed. We said, no, send it back. Now there's no impediment for the federal court. They can actually review the merits. The JIC said, no, 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 just dismiss it, no complaint. And we said, no, send it back, review the merits.
Wow.
3-0, the Federal Court of Appeals agreed with us. So that is why I think the media is now reporting that the Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint has backfired on them.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason. And then what you just said, Holly, the other provision we're challenging is this provision that the American Bar Association, years ago, with their judicial canons that cover model canons for judges, model ethic rules, they said it's unconstitutional. And that's the provision that says a judge in Alabama cannot speak on any pending case anywhere in the country. Now, it's one thing for a judge not to say anything publicly about a case pending before that judge.
Sure.
But it's another thing to not be able to say anything about another case. And in this case, what happened was the Justice Parker, after the Supreme Court marriage opinion, commented on a radio program about how that marriage opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court didn't have any constitutional basis. It was actually after the opinion was released. And of course, then the complaint came. So as you mentioned also, and Matt, you know from teaching, you know that at Liberty University, when we were there, we had judges that would come in and they would be adjunct teachers. They were judging during the day, and in the evening they would come in and bring in their skills and teach law school students. If that particular rule was in Virginia, where Liberty University is, that would mean that these judges could not open up a textbook and comment about a case that's now pending before the United States Supreme Court. Could not even
And not even
comment.
Necessarily a case, but just a topic.
A topic,
even
yeah.
if it was a topic that was not a specific case, but a topic that touched or concerned a case that was before another court, so you know, elsewhere. So it's a clear attempt to muzzle judges, justices there in the state of Alabama. Again, it bears repeating, the only state in the union that does this, but it speaks volumes that this was a unanimous decision.
Yeah,
it?
And here's a concrete example of where this would apply. Every law school in constitutional law class talks about the Commerce Clause, the government's authority to be able to regulate interstate commerce. So in that course, say the judge is talking about the Commerce Clause, and Obamacare now has just been passed, and that's been in the courts. It's been litigated. It's happening all over the country. This judge is a state court judge, as a hypothetical, has nothing to do with deciding the merits of that case. But these cases are happening all over the country. A law student raises their hand and has a question about the Obamacare litigation. That professor, judge, would not be able to respond to that, because that would be commenting on a pending case,
wow.
even though that judge has no authority over and has no interaction with that case. He's just a person who is wanting to comment on something that's going on out there. That's what this rule does. It prohibits a judge from commenting on any pending case anywhere in the country. And that's why everyone who's written about this, the American Bar Association, they all say this kind of a rule is unconstitutional. And you can see why. It's so broad.
So this has blown up in the Southern Poverty Law Center's face. Let me ask you this, Matt. The Tom Parker case here, it has a lot of the same issues involving Chief Justice Roy Moore's case. Could this come back and actually end up benefiting Justice Roy Moore?
That's a good
well,
question.
The issue that it has in common is this automatic removal provision. It doesn't have the other issue with regards to the commenting on another case. But the automatic removal, of course, is the big issue. And we have had judges that have actually filed amicus briefs on the Justice Moore case that's pending before the Alabama Supreme Court, arguing that this automatic removal provision should be ruled unconstitutional as well. So, yes, in that respect, the whole automatic removal that Moore has been under for now nearly a year could be affected by this. But not only that, every other judge in Alabama. You shouldn't be, you know, unless you have been convicted of a crime or indicted for a felony, you shouldn't be automatically removed. Or if you have some complaint like this, had the JIC filed the complaint over this unconstitutional provision, Parker would have been automatically removed. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Continue to pray for this case, Justice Tom Parker, and the other cases involving Liberty Counsel. You can learn more by going to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. lc.org.